The rate of smoking among soldiers, past and present, is 10% higher than the general population. And so anti-tobacco forces have decided it's time to aggressively fight a product they consider an enemy of public health.
We're really pleased to be able to announce today Operation Quit Tobacco.
Dr. Michael Fiore kicked off the new anti-smoking effort. Its military-like moniker describes a program run by the UW Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention. It will offer all military personnel, active and otherwise, counseling through the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line, along with free nicotine patches and/or gum as long as the supply lasts. Officials with the Veterans Hospital in Madison say one in four soldiers coming in for treatment have ailments related to smoking. And the Secretary of Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs says while in the military he smoked, now John Skosos wants to help others quit like he did.
It is something that we need to do. We saw one of our generations, the greatest generation, so many of those addicted to tobacco in our veterans' homes, which we have two. We have numerous veterans that could have changed their life numerous years if they would have stopped smoking.
A study published in the Journal of Preventive Medicine indicates the stress of combat and/or boredom may account for higher rates of smoking among soldiers. Data showed that many who had given up smoking resumed the habit when they were called up for service. It's estimated that as many as 50% of U.S. soldiers serving in Iraq smoke. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.